Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And it's time now to learn all about turning clay into amazing art. Interesting, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier on, I haven't spoken to for years, a college mate of mine. We went to art school together. We did pottery together also, so I wonder if things are going to sound very familiar to us. But right now, we welcome Sonia Fenter, owner of the Potter's Tree. Sonia, good afternoon to you. Thanks so much for joining us on today's show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Great, wonderful to have you on board, Sonia, and thank you for taking the time to chat to us about the art of pottery, which is going to be, of course, our main focus. But before we do that, Sonia, a quick introduction from you, and how did you eventually land up doing the art of clay?
Yeah, that's a long story.
That's fine. We've got time. So yeah, take us through your
story. We started 30 years back. We started as real gypsies selling all kinds of things all around, more arty-farty things. And we landed up buying a very small pottery factory, but it was very, very tiny. We started at the back of our house, starting to make some, playing with clay. Got no experience of that, and we just started playing, me and my husband, and then me and Peter just start rolling clay and start figuring out how does it work. And today we are a successful company that is running quite big. We're supplying a lot of customers out there. And we also started the little cafe about 2020 now, that we've got a little cafe with little restaurant that customers can come and paint clay and play with the clay themselves and also paint some ceramics.
Okay.
And it's been a journey.
All right.
Clay is a journey.
Indeed. Well, certainly since that journey when you started out, Sonia, as you mentioned, where you've ended up now, let's now look closely into where you have now arrived at the Potter's Tree. And looking at your website, there's quite a bit to go through, starting with about meeting the team. And of course, now there's also how you're combining art and education. I'm curious about that.
Yeah, clay is really like people. They talk to you. Mm-hmm. Clay is not a dead thing. There's a lot of fingers and a soul going into clay. So if anybody that's worked with pottery would know that it's just not a piece that you just buy from the shelf. That's really, really a lot of soul and love that goes into each product. So, and to work with it, it's very healing. So if you're broken and you've got stress on you, you can really come and enjoy playing with the clay itself, starting with nothing and building it up to something beautiful. Right. We've got a saying in the factory, in the studio also, that says perfection is the enemy of creativity. Mm-hmm. So to start and try and do this perfect thing, it's not what it's all about. What it's all about is really connecting yourself and your inner self to work the clay. And that's so beautiful, because with what we do here is we work with glazing, and this most tiny little creatures comes in here, 3-year-olds, and they just put their prints on the clay. And when their mommy come and collect it, it's just amazing what the end result is. So, I mean, I've got people here from all ages, and then they get so stressed. What are we going to do? We've got no creativity in us. And then when they start connecting with the clay and then it's totally different thing that comes out of there. So it's a really it's a soul thing. It's not just a pot that just gets done, and even the pots that you get on the shelves. I mean, we supply very big companies like Woolworths, and then if you If you go and you take one little tiny pot and you realize that how many hands go through that little tiny pot for it to end up in on the shelf to get sold, then you realize how many hands and how many souls it goes into that tiny little thing. And I mean, I'm not talking about big, I'm only talking about tiny, because it doesn't matter the size of the pot, the process is all the same. So there's a lot of soul in clay. It's really like a person. It's got different personalities.
Indeed. Well, that's art. That's how art is defined. Through you define your personality through whatever you depict, whatever you make, whatever you sculpt, or whatever you create. Call it what you may. But Sonia, it seems to me, from what you've just outlined now, is the attraction to pottery, is it really picking up? Do you see a large response to the art of pottery?
It did. The last 5 years, it really bammed. Well, we've been very grateful because we've been running the business for 20 years now.
Okay.
And we had a lot of bumps that we had to, well, like all companies over the years. But I must say, the last 5 years, the overall thing of pottery really bammed. There's a lot of clay companies going up and opening and starting to really going into the clay and the pottery world. That is, it's nice to see that this thing that people just see as a normal thing is starting to really become a soul thing, that there's people that really understand the meaning of pottery.
Sure.
So, yeah, there's a lot of challenges out there, and there's a lot of people that's opening stores. Yeah, but and they also, a lot of them come to me and ask me, because as I said, there's a lot of challenges working with clay and pottery and ovens and heat and everything. So, but it's amazing. The pottery world really, really stepping up. It's really, really good. It's growing very fast, very, very fast.
Okay, Sonia, so earlier on you did outline, you know, how little ones in all ages are really becoming, you glanced over that, how attracted such age groups are becoming towards pottery. So give us an idea as to what one of your workshops looks like. When one enters the workshop, what can one expect? What can one experience when entering your workshop? How long is the workshop in terms of, you know, creating your creation, whatever it might be, up until the time it's taken to the, it's fire treated and what have you, and finishes, and it's completed as a finished product? What are you looking at there?
Okay, so if you want to come to the pottery, there's two choices. You can come and dirty your hands and play with the clay, or start working with a ball of clay and create it into something beautiful, making a vase or something beautiful. There you can do anything with the clay. We've got that you built from nothing. Or we do, you can even come and do, we call it a decorating class.
Right.
That we give you something already made and you just cut out and put some flowers on a vase or do something like that. You can come and do that.
Oh, okay.
Or if you don't want to get your hands too dirty, you can just take an already made product that's already gone through the first phase of firing and come and only paint it with the glaze. So the glaze is like a melted glaze that you paint on top of it. We've got beautiful colors. So then you can come and paint it, and then we will glaze it afterwards, and then you can get, you'll only collect it in 2 weeks' time, because the process of pottery is not a quick one in and quick one out.
Right,
so you can't
indeed
come today and get it done that same day. So we will only call you when it's ready. So a day class, we don't, at Potter Street, we don't have hours. So you can come in the morning. We start at 9.
Okay.
And you can be here the whole day. So we just make it a family or whatever, what they want. We do kitchen teas, baby showers, birthdays, just fun day out. We do all of that. So you can come for the whole day, come and enjoy and relax and play and just have fun. That's the main thing, is just to learn to have a lot of fun.
Okay.
And that's what we're trying to get done, to get all our customers down the path, just to let them understand to have fun, because the world is so stressful. We need to have fun.
We do.
Must laugh more.
Yes, the world has forgotten how to have fun and laugh more. You're quite right. I couldn't agree with you more. And of course, this is a way, a means by which to bring that out of you, at least to extract that fun element in one's person.
Yeah.
So, Sonia, that's the pottery decorating workshop. Now you also have the pottery slabbing workshops. What is all that about?
It's slabbing. It's the same thing. You can come in, as I said, you can take a ball of clay and really roll it out and do anything about it with it. You can make a little house. You can make a little flower. But we help you. So we've got professional assistants here that you don't have to have any experience. We will help you with whatever you've got in your mind. People love Pinterest, so they will go on Pinterest, get this crazy idea and come to us and tell us what they want to make this, because that's the way they just do it. And then at the end of the day, we get it 99% done. And that's the thing. You can't rush pottery.
You can't, yes.
So, you can come in and have an hour class if you want to. If you're fast and maybe brilliant, then you can do it in an hour. But we don't rush up people. Most pottery classes, the slabbing, the painting, you know, we just leave the people to just use their own time. But a pottery slabbing class, you cannot do for in less than 3 to 4 hours. You'll have about 3 to 4 hours that you need to book out to just come and do your artwork.
Okay. Sonia, regarding upcoming workshops, what are you offering?
As I said, we're doing the slabbing and decorating.
Okay.
Decorating is something to give you an angel, already made angel, and then on that angel you can put some flowers on her, or you can put some leaves on her, or you can cut her out and make a burner out of her. So there's so many things, but we've got full. There's a lot of studio workshops that we offer.
Right.
You can actually just call us and book with Rob. We'll tell us you need to do a slabbing class, and then we will direct you in the right direction. Yes.
Sonia, you mentioned at the beginning of our chat that you are supplying a lot of businesses and a lot of companies with pottery artifacts. Is there an increased attraction to this? Are you really seeing that there's more attention being paid to this art form?
To deal with a bigger customers, it's very stressful.
Mm.
It's a lot of fun. That's what I've been doing that for years. That's what I started off, is just supplying my big retailers. But then we started we don't interact with a lot of clients with more with them, but not public. We didn't have public any connection with public, and then we started in 2020 with the pottery,
right,
that we interact more with public. So I must say it's two different worlds apart. You can't compare the two.
Sure.
To do the range of hard production and play with do your own creativity in the studio with the public, it's two worlds apart. So, you need to know, and I think you need a lot of experience to go into that direction.
Okay.
But to start off with something new, something at your home, and starting to play with a little bit clay, invite some friends around and play together and build it to something, that can be, you can do that. that's not and not impossible.
Indeed.
But to start a big company, that's not so the challenge, especially with electricity and everything going around it. That's just not, it's quite challenging, challenging.
So Sonia, okay, so that's your studio aspect. Just as a matter of interest, we talk of pottery. Okay, so we imagine pots and vases and things like that, but we also got ceramics, you know, like plate-like looking items, any other items that are related to the world of pottery. What have you found with your clients or those who come to study to learn about pottery? What do they have more leanings towards? What attracts them most when they are molding the clay? What are they really into?
Okay, so my factory side, we specialize in pot and plant. So there we do plant vases for plants. That's what we're doing in the factory itself. But in the studio, people like things like a burner, candle burners, something that they can use. Something like maybe a spoon rest or plates, things like that. Something useful. The kiddies, on the other hand, they just like anything that's cute.
Okay.
Like anything that's talking to them. They will just enjoy anything. But the adults, they would like something useful. Useful drinking, like maybe a jug. Maybe a flower vase that they can put a plant in, or a bunch of flowers, or just a milk jar or something like that. Something useful. It's always nice to have and to spend your time and think you can put. It's not going to end up in the cupboard and you forget about it. But something that you can actually enjoy every day after your experience at the pottery.
Indeed. I always say to my guests, Sonia, that this is your platform to, you know, promote yourself and get your message out there and promote your, you know, facilities and, of course, services that you offer. And earlier on, you mentioned something about the Potter's Tree Cafe. Tell us more about that.
Okay, so Potter's Tree is based between Pretoria, more on the west side of Pretoria, and Hartbeespoort Dam. We are about 15 kilometers out of Hartbeespoort Dam.
Okay.
We're on a little small holding. We've got a little pipe handle actually behind our house. I always thought, will somebody come here and know about us, because we really fall out. Can't even see the restaurant when you pass the house or pass the street. You won't even know it. But people like to come and relax here, and if you know about it, and people talk a lot, so word of mouth is our biggest advertising.
It always has been.
And then experience, you know, if you had a good experience with us, then you most probably will tell your friends and then they will come. So yes, we've got a beautiful studio. We can host more than 100 people here. It's very private here. It's very safe. The kids can play in the beautiful garden. And we are starting now with little guest houses. So you can even sleep over by us. And we've got a little salon here. So you can really come and really enjoy the full day.
Okay.
So you can have some pamper. You can play with the clay. You can paint. Can get dirty and clean in the same breath. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
So Sonia, besides the cafe, you did hint at this. You have what's called the Potter's Beauty. Is this kind of like a spa kind of treatment?
It's a little salon. So we do a little bit massagings. You can have a pedicure or a manicure or things like that. And then, you know, it's a little spa, but, I would say a little spa, but it's very tiny, but it's beautiful. We've got the most beautiful girl working there, and it's very good for the public, and everybody loves her. So it's very, very nice. It's nice for everybody to come out and to get pampered. People want to get pampered.
Well, and have a little fun and laugh at life a little, as you emphasized earlier
fun,
on. Right?
Get pampered. Mm-hmm. And we do like a thing like around the table massage. It's like while you're busy painting, she will come around and give you some a little neck massage while you're busy painting. And that's a very, very much fun. We are also going into thinking about starting with some real work, like real ghost, and then you can come and get really dirty with the clay that's spinning around from wall to wall.
Okay.
Because if that machine starts turning, you get clay all around. But we'll be thinking about starting with clay at wheel work as well. We've got the wheels, so it's not a big thing just to get people to start playing on the wheels as well. That's sure. Also something that will be in that we will start promoting soon in the next a month or two. We will start also adding that to the whole package.
Okay.
Of pottery and everything, yeah.
And whilst we're promoting the Potter's Tree, Sonia, let's just carry on a little bit longer. Though you've also got the Potter's Shack Shop, I think you alluded to that earlier on, and also the Tree Factory Gift Shop.
Yeah, so we've got a little shop here that mm-hmm. we already make items that you can sell. So if you want to just come and have a lunch here, our food is divine. We've got the most amazing chefs here. The schools is fabulous. Their hands is very creative, and our food is really, really good. So if you only want to come and have a nice lunch here, you're more than welcome. And then we are also having a little shop here that already painted and already glazed items that you can come and buy.
Amazing.
We're actually at the moment having a big sale here. So just to get everybody geared up for Christmas.
Of course.
So you can come and spend a lot of money. Yeah, at the Potter's Tree, yeah.
Okay, yes. Sonia. So just to sum it up, everybody can just, it's very easy, thepotterstree.co.za. The Potter's Tree, it's all one word, .co.za. And they just go to your website and they can find out everything they need to know regarding your offers. Regarding the art of pottery. Sonia, before we sign off, is there any specific message you want to put out there regarding pottery, learning pottery? And of course, I know you punted this earlier on about the importance it has, you know, to people having fun and what you can learn. But is there a distinct message you want to put out there regarding pottery?
I would say if you haven't visited the Potter's Tree, you're missing out something in your life. You need to come and have a visit at us. And then you need to connect with the clay and to start enjoying life a little bit more. Life is too much stress for us out there. We need to learn to have fun again.
Indeed.
So if you want to have some fun and you want to rest and you want to just have a beautiful day, even if you want to do a kitchen tea, a baby shower, or just a birthday or whatever, we do deco as well and most beautiful, then you need to contact us at the Potter's Tree. This is the place that you need to be.
Very easy to remember, very easy to write down. All one word, thepotterstree.co.za. Sonia, we have to leave it there, but I must thank you so much for coming on board our show this afternoon to just give us some background as to the art of pottery and what services you offer. And of course, everything of the best to you and the team's endeavors with the Potter's Tree. Sonia Fenter, owner of the Potter's Tree. Very easy to go to thepotterstree.co.za if you want to learn a bit about pottery or just get out into the country and enjoy some good food at their cafe or just indulge in a bit of spa treatment.